Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 523, how to stop stress eating at work and how to say no to sweet food, both by Dr. Monali Y. Desai of ifwewerefamily.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there with author permission, of course. All right, it's midweek. We had a holiday, if you're in the US, a couple of weeks ago. The next holiday is at least 2 months away, so maybe you need a little inspiration. What do you say? Quote, to fulfill a dream, to be allowed to sweat over lonely labor, to be given a chance to create is the meat and potatoes of life. The money is the gravy. Bette Davis. All right, let's get to today's two posts as we optimize your life. How to Stop Stress Eating at Work by Dr. Monali Y. Desai of ifwewerefamily.com. As a busy cardiologist, I'm frequently asked how I have time to eat healthy. The truth is, I didn't used to. Before, when I was really busy, I would end up stress eating peanut M&Ms from the cafeteria. It seemed faster than actually eating a whole meal. Also, I used to have a bad habit of incorporating chocolate into every meal. But peanut M&Ms aren't actually a meal. I would end up eating a regular lunch later in the day too. Stressed out at work? Is your job really busy and stressful? You're not alone. Based on studies, 25 to 35% of Americans are stressed out every day at work. If you're stressed out at work, you're probably too busy to do meal prep and pack a healthy lunch every day. You may normally make good choices, but on days where you feel like you're just trying to survive at work, you grab whatever is the fastest or easiest or most satisfying. And that could be what's preventing you from losing weight or making you put on extra weight you don't want. So I'm going to share what I found worked best for me, and it could work for you too. 1. Picking up lunch the night before. You may not have time to make your lunch every day, but you could pick up something healthy the night before. I usually pick up a salad from Panera on my way home from work. They have an app, so I order it when I'm leaving work so that it's ready by the time I get there. This way, you don't have to worry about figuring out something for lunch the next day when you're home and tired. 2, pre-planning your delivery lunch. If you didn't have time to pick up something the night before, have a preset order waiting for days like this in your food delivery app. This is so that during high stress or really busy times, you don't have to decide to eat healthy. During these times, you'll usually default to your I'm too busy to think about eating healthy stress food favorites. This way, you'll be prepared in advance. And 3, leave the scene of the crime. If you didn't have time to pre-plan anything and you're eating from the cafeteria, mentally decide what healthy lunch you're going to get from the cafeteria on your way to work. Do this before you get busy. Then, when you go to the cafeteria, get your food and leave as quickly as possible. The more minutes you're in the cafeteria, the more time you have to change your mind and get a chocolate chip cookie, some candy, or other sugary foods. Don't give up. This will take a lot of practice to make into a habit, but I know you can do it. I would look at it as an investment in your health, the same way you invest for retirement. You have to put in the effort now if you want to stop stress eating, lose weight, and be healthy. How to Say No to Sweet Food by Dr. Monali Y. Desai of ifwewerefamily.com. Do you have trouble saying no to sweet food when other people offer it to you? For example, you don't usually buy cupcakes on your own, but when your coworker brings them in for someone's birthday, you have a hard time saying no. I understand, you'd think the hospital would be a healthy place to work, but it's not. I once worked at an office that kept emergency bags of chocolate in the drawer of every desk, and that was in a cardiology clinic. Why does this matter to you? Obviously, you're getting a lot of extra calories you don't need when you eat sweets unexpectedly, but you're also causing a dramatic spike in your blood sugar. Usually, your blood sugar peaks about 2 hours after you eat. If it's really high, like after you eat cupcakes or other baked goods, then your body will want to keep your blood sugar high the rest of the day. This means either you'll keep eating or you'll probably feel tired or grumpy after your blood sugar goes back down. Change your relationship with one type of food. Try starting with one food, maybe a problem food for you, for example, cupcakes. Then make a mental plan and think, I don't eat cupcakes anymore, as in, I'm not the type of person that eats cupcakes. This doesn't mean that you'll never eat a cupcake again, but it means you only eat cupcakes a couple of times a year. For example, for your birthday and your significant other's birthday. It can't be you eat cupcakes for any special occasion. This is because realistically, between your friends, family, coworkers, and vacations, you probably have a special occasion every other week. If you're waiting for a time when there are no special occasions in your life, I don't see that happening unless you become a homebody who never goes anywhere. Visualization for long-term desensitization. Next, try visualizing yourself saying no to the one type of food you picked. For example, if you're going to a friend's birthday, visualize the scenario that cupcakes are going to be presented to you, and then imagine yourself saying no. Then imagine the response your friends will have to you saying no. Then what you're going to say in response to that, and so forth. Probably the best answer here is to say you're full or you already had a lot of sugar today. Generally, I found that if you say you're dieting or trying to get fit, that will get you into a back and forth conversation. This will drag out into how your friends think you're already fit or you don't need to lose weight, etc. It's just not an effective excuse. Eventually, the goal is to desensitize yourself so that when cupcakes are offered to you, you automatically think of yourself as the type of person who doesn't eat cupcakes and say no. This will take some time for you to make it into a habit, but it will be worth it. I'm finally at the point where my coworkers at my last job thought I didn't like sweets at all. And if I can do it, you can do it too. You just listened to the posts titled, How to Stop Stress Eating at Work and How to Say No to Sweet Food, both by Dr. Monali Y. Desai of ifwewerefamily.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I know visualization kind of sounds like foofy stuff. It may be something that you don't quite believe in, but we've actually studied visualization and the art of perfect practice and have found that even when it comes to changing your behavior, like not consuming as many sweets, it can be really effective. Something that psychologists and behaviors do with those that are, let's say, addicted to alcohol or addicted to smoking or maybe addicted to food. What you'll do is you practice in front of a mirror saying, no, thank you, no, thank you, no, thanks, and you just repeat that over and over. So what you're doing is you're visualizing someone walking up to you and saying, hey, would you like a drink? Or hey, would you like a cigarette? Why aren't you smoking? Or hey, how come you're not trying the cake I baked for you? The thought is by visualizing this and then practicing your response, you're hoping to make the response like a reflex or automatic so that when you get to that specific situation, when you get to that social situation, it's automatic. No, thank you. No, thanks. Nope. Because when you think about it, our eating behaviors are very automatic, aren't they? If it's in front of you, you're probably going to eat it. And so why not make saying no a habit as well? All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. Thank you for listening as always. Thank you for being a subscriber, and I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.